I hope so.
Enjoying your dinner, Mr. Petrov?
That is very nice.
Some sucaril for your coffee?
Sucaril? What is it, sucaril?
It's America's favorite no-calorie sweetener.
Aha. We invented sucaril.
No, sir. The sucaril people invented it right here.
Well, it tastes like something we invented.
What's that?
Sugar.
Butcher, let me see that cut of meat. No, the other one, that has too much fat on it. Oh, now that's what I call a good-looking steak.
You can examine a steak, but how do you test a jar of powdered creamer? You look for the Prim label. In one of the largest taste tests ever conducted, Prim beat the other two leading brands by as much as 3-1. Richer, lighter Prim. Only 11 calories per teaspoon. It's already tested for you.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Strand Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
There's a fish story coming up in a minute that just one word can describe. Fantastic. You'll hear it after this message from Gene Shepherd about DuPont Strand.
You know, I have a vague suspicion that one day they're going to pass laws against Strand. This is that fantastic new fluorescent line by DuPont. I mean, it's just absolutely murder on fish. And why? Well, let's pretend here for a couple of seconds that you're how about a bluegill, okay? All right, you're a bluegill, you're lying down there in the weed bed, you're getting a little hungry, you look up, and you see what looks like a cricket moving across the surface of the water there. You move upwards, pow! And 15 minutes later, it's nothing but breadcrumbs and butter. Well, the reason that you made that fatal mistake was because attached to that cricket was Strand by DuPont, the fluorescent line. And the fisherman who was using it was again showing that he was a fine fisherman by picking Strand. S-T-R-E-N. The greatest there is. It's a fine line.
Once again, Lindsay Nelson.
The Great Lakes have not been any great shakes for fishing for far too many years because of pollution. But strange things happened in Lake Michigan last year, so much so that the magazine, Field and Stream, recently published an article which said, and I quote, "What lies ahead this year, 1968, should make the Upper Lakes the world's greatest fishing hole." That statement was made by Jerry Chipetta, one of the country's foremost outdoor writers, who explained to our Monitor reporter what happened.
It started on April 2nd, 1966, when the Michigan Conservation Department released about 800,000 salmon, young, 4 to 6 inches long. And 16 months later, these same salmon came back in the weights ranging from 10 to 25 or 26 pounds. And this proved to be a real biological alchemy, I guess you could call it that. Now, they've also released Chinook salmon, which are the king salmon. And these fish, the world's record for the king salmon is over 100 pounds. And the world's record for the coho is about 32 pounds. Well, you see, what I'm getting at is that in Lake Michigan, the food conditions were so good for the salmon, the coho, that they just about hit the world's record of 32 pounds. Now, if we reach anywhere near the world's record for the king salmon, we could have fish in the Great Lakes 80 or 90 pounds, maybe 100 pounds. We don't really know.
It would seem to take a pretty hardy fish to survive in the Great Lakes. Is that a good description of the coho?
The coho is a hardy fish, but the big problem with the whole salmon program is that the pesticide level in Lake Michigan is dangerously high. And now just this year, they lost about 800,000 salmon in the hatcheries. These are salmon young that died because of the DDT.
In spite of these hazards, though, you say that this year we may see the greatest boom ever in sport fishing history.
That's right, because for the first time in really a generation, the Great Lakes are really great again because of fishing, and the boom will come this year, in this season, and the kind of the second wave of good fishing will come in the fall of 69.
You've described how big these coho can grow in the Great Lakes. Just how plentiful are they now?
Let me explain this. When they started out and they released several hundred thousand coho young. These are the fingerlings of 4 to 6 inches that I mentioned earlier. They had an amazing 37% return, and they didn't dream of getting that high a return on the adult fish. The survival was great, terrific, fantastic. All these words are really understatements. Now, they've planted in the following spring several million compared to several hundred thousand the first year. So you see what's happening. And if we get a 37% return again, or even a 30% return on several million fish, we're going to have salmon all over the place. We're going to have to import Kodiak bears to go up and down the beaches and eat the dead salmon.
Jerry Chipetta, one of our foremost outdoor writers, will continue this story of coho salmon fishing in the Great Lakes later today. Until then, this is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor, and now this word about DuPont Strend.
Next time you cast your line in the water, make it count. Use Strend fluorescent monofilament by DuPont, the fishing line designed for experts. Strend is easy for you to see because it glows soft blue, but to the fish it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Strend is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp yet has low stretch. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. Buy Strend fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be brought to you again later today by DuPont Strend here on the Monitor Beacon.
Listen to the noise of these termites as they ravenously devour the wood of a house. Maybe if we listen a little closer. Still couldn't hear them? Well, frequently homeowners can't detect termites at work on their houses. That's why Harder Exterminating Service offers a free, confidential inspection service throughout the entire metropolitan area. Knowing the thousands of dollars of damage that these insects can do to a home, it's wise to check now with Harder, the company that's pioneered in termite extermination for over 35 years. Their modern low-cost methods assure homeowners of quick, efficient elimination of termite troubles. In fact, they assure it. Call today in Nassau County, IV1-8800, New Jersey, OL26500. For the local office in Suffolk, call HA72304. In Westchester, WH57005. And in New York City, PL57484. Your call is free. Remember, when you think of termites, think Harder.
Now, Monitor primary preview. This Tuesday's presidential primaries in Indiana may be the most significant of the campaign. For a report, here is Dean Mell, NBC News, who'll be covering the primaries. Next Tuesday, Indiana becomes the crucible for the presidential ambitions of Senators Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy. The May 7th Democratic primary is the first election with the names of both men on the ballot. The only other Democratic candidate is Governor Roger Branigan, running as a xenophobic but powerful favorite son. Vice President Humphrey's name is not on the ballot because President Johnson withdrew too late for him to file. Originally, Branigan was merely a stand-in for President Johnson, but now he is in a strong bargaining position with the other candidates. Write-in ballots are not allowed in Indiana, so Richard Nixon, the only Republican candidate, has nothing to fear from New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller. To use an old Navy term, Indiana political parties run a tight ship. The governor is limited to 1 4-year term at a time, but he's in control of 7,000 state jobs that are outside of civil service. And regardless of the outcome of the popular voting, there are legal ways to load up a slate of national convention delegates in favor of the party's presidential choice. Private polls predict Senator Kennedy will beat Governor Branigan, despite the governor's tremendous party influence and his identity as a true blue Hoosier. Kennedy has had to trim his hair and his political philosophy to maintain his balance between Indiana's divergent opinions on race, taxes, and Vietnam. Senator McCarthy is drawing enthusiastic and well-organized support, principally from the intellectual centers. McCarthy himself hopes for a 30% showing, not enough to win, but high enough to keep his nose above the deep political waters he now treads. Dean Mell, NBC News. We'll have further reports on the upcoming Indiana primaries throughout the weekend.
Would you believe I haven't had a date since August? And not a single likely prospect in sight? My stardust was all turning into sawdust. But then I discovered a bright.
Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly I'm popular, the belle of the ball. My phone just won't stop ringing, but I don't mind at all. Hello, George and Jim and Frank, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Monitor music now, this way to Jack Jones. Follow me.
Follow me. Wherever this road may lead. Don't look back, it's a one-way track. Love is all we need. So take my hand.
So take my hand.
I'll lead the way.
I'll lead the way.
Follow me.
Follow me.
To a better place I know.
Follow
hope
me.
And pray. Just one more day. Step by step we'll go. So take my hand.
So take my hand.
Away.
Monitor presents the Gallup poll originated by the world-famous public opinion expert, Dr. George Gallup. With him today, Dwight Wiest.
Dr. Gallup, Governor George Wallace of Alabama is actively campaigning again for his American Independent Party. Is he still likely to complicate the political picture this year, as you reported earlier?
That's certainly true, Dwight. In fact, that's an understatement of the situation. Governor Wallace will definitely complicate the election, and in many ways.
Governor Wallace claims he can win the election. What have your surveys shown on this?
Well, our survey results show that he would win only about 10 to 15% of the popular vote of the nation if the election were being held at this time. That's a long way from winning, but this doesn't mean that he can't win the electoral votes of a few states.
I suppose those would be the southern states, would they not?
Yes, his great strength, as you might expect, is in the Deep South. He is strong in the same states which Senator Goldwater carried in the 1964 election. You may recall that Goldwater won only six states, and five of the six were in the Deep South, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina. The only other state Goldwater carried was his home state of Arizona.
Well, what you're saying, then, is that if Governor Wallace carries these same five states, this could deprive the Republican candidate of electoral votes that he's likely to need in this year's election.
Yes, that's the case, and that is why Governor Wallace presents a greater threat at this time to the Republican Party than to the Democratic Party. One of the oddities of politics in recent presidential elections is that the Republicans have done best in the Deep South, the very area that a couple of decades ago was so solidly Democratic.
Dr. Gallup, Governor Wallace got a lot of names on his petitions to get on the California ballot. In fact, many more than were necessary. Doesn't this indicate something about his strength outside the South? I recall also that he did very well in the primary campaigns in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Maryland in 1964.
Well, Dwight, third-party candidates generally have a way of showing up better in the early months of a presidential year than they do in the final showdown in November. Wallace now gets only about 5% of the vote outside the South, but this could make the difference between the states going for the Republican or for the Democratic candidate in those states which are closely contested. It's obvious that the Wallace strategy will be to throw the election into the House of Representatives, something which will happen if neither the Republican or the Democratic candidate wins a clear majority of votes in the Electoral College.
Now, what kind of people does the Wallace movement attract?
Well, first of all, its greatest strength, as I said earlier, is in the Deep South, where the racial issue is important. But he has also made a great point of the rising crime problem in America. And he's attracted a lot of people to his banner because of his strong views on this issue. His following tends to be largely among working people, that is to say, the manual labor group. He's much more popular in the smaller communities of the country than in the large urban centers. He is, in every sense, a protest candidate, and his vote will be greatly affected by what happens in the cities of America this summer.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Dwight Wiest for Monitor.
The Gallup Poll with Dr. George Gallup is a regular feature on Monitor. There's a fun way to buy candy, and Brock's, that's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's, the candy people, thought of it. Look for the pink and purple Brock's Pick-A-Mix candy stand in your favorite store. Take one of the pink and purple bags and choose as little or as much of Brock's Pick-A-Mix candies as you wish. That's it, except for the eating. Whatever your choices, crunchies, chewies, chocolates, gumdrops, each piece is individually wrapped. Only Brock's has the Pick-A-Mix name and these delicious Pick-A-Mix candies. It's the dandy candy spot in any store. Buy your candy the fun way, the Brock's Pick-A-Mix way.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Your listening companion, Coast to Coast on NBC, in Alexandria, Louisiana, on KSYL. A brief pause now. Gene Rayburn here.
This is Joe Garagiola. I'll be with you every weekend with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Life magazine says, I recommend Yours, Mine, and Ours as superior entertainment, in which warmth and wisdom make the laughter more enjoyable. Yours, Mine, and Ours, now at the Astor and 86th Street Theaters. MS, multiple sclerosis, is a great crippler of young adults. It can happen to any of us. Cause prevention and cure are unknown. Give to the MS volunteer.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York. In a period of 5 minutes, you can overcook a three-minute egg, undercook a pot roast, or not cook at all, but sit back and enjoy some very nicely done Monitor music. King Richard's Flugel Nights first with G. Officer Krupke. Thank you. On Monitor next, Marilyn May, Till You Come Back.
The day is through, and life could be so sweet now. The night is new, and once we used to meet now.
There's a fun way to buy candy, and Brock's, that's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's, the candy people thought of it. It's Brock's Pick-A-Mix. Only Brock's has the Pick-A-Mix name and all those different Pick-A-Mix candies. Take a bag, then fill it with your choice of candies, chewies, crunchies, chocolates, and jellies. Each piece is individually wrapped, of course. It's Brock's. It's fresh. It's delicious. Buy candy the fun way at Brock's Pick-A-Mix display.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns. 'Cause it's spring and girls all sing.
And in a couple of minutes, Monitor 68 will turn everybody's thoughts to girls' legs when Dr. Joyce Brothers offers some anatomical clues to character. Oh, very interesting. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's Temptation, the new tune by Roger Williams, his 10 talented fingers, and his orchestra.
Thank you.
trapping, quick open the door and shop right at home in your favorite store.
Watkins always has something wonderful for you, but this is May Madness. Imagine if you buy during May, you save $5.30 on Heirloom, the fragrance cherished by unforgettable women. You get scented silk, perfume mist, bath oil, cologne and powder mist. Six full-size packages that would ordinarily cost you $20, $25, all in a beautiful gift box for $14.95. You save $5.30 on Watkins' most popular fragrance just for buying in May. Your Watkins dealer who brings an exciting store into your living room will be celebrating Watkins' 100th birthday with breathtaking values every month of the year. So join the celebration. If no Watkins dealer is calling on you, write Gift Set, care of this station. That's Gift Set, care of this station.
Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the driving to us. Here's Dr. Brothers.
What do you see when you look at a girl's legs? Would you believe her brains? I'll return with the latest in leg watching after this word from Greyhound Van Lines.
If you've just moved to a new location, you may notice your wife looking at you like she met you for the first time. Dr. Joyce Brothers says, don't let it throw you. It happens to many people when they move to a new environment. Greyhound Van Lines can't keep your wife from looking at you, but they can put her in a happy frame of mind. They know how to keep the strain and frustration of moving to a minimum. And wives like that. More about your wife and Greyhound Van Lines in just a few minutes. Once again, Dr. Brothers.
Girl watchers, move over. The British are joining. Aston University in Birmingham, England has recently set aside $19,200 for the purpose of studying milady's legs. They want to find out if you can tell by the underpinnings whether or not the gal has brains and personality and what her background has been. If you think that such an idea could only occur in the age of the miniskirt and the bikini, you're wrong. For centuries, scientists have been measuring legs, bodies, heads, even noses and breasts, trying to establish a relationship between the personality and the anatomy, or some part of it. The field has come to be known as constitutional psychology, and Hippocrates, the father of medicine, was the first known exponent. Today's expert is Dr. W. H. Sheldon of the University of Chicago. For years, Dr. Sheldon and his researchers photographed and measured and analyzed not only legs, but every part of the physique of thousands of subjects. From these studies, Dr. Sheldon concluded that, physically, people were a mixture of three different body types, with one usually predominant. And he discovered that personalities corresponded to the predominant body type. He called one body type endomorphic. Endomorphs, he found, had rounded bodies with soft skin, tapering limbs, and small hands and feet. Endomorphs are also people who love people, as well as comfort and good food. They're sociable, friendly, and cuddly. Dr. Sheldon's second body type is the mesomorph. This is the athlete with muscled trunk and limbs, sturdy feet, and strong hands. The mesomorph likes to be on the go and, confined, is as restless as a wild animal in a zoo. Unfortunately, in our civilization, he or she is often confined to a desk or a kitchen where the beautiful body tends to pad itself with excess fat. This never happens to the ectomorph, Dr. Sheldon's third body type. The ectomorph never puts on weight. This type is willowy, with fragile bones and delicate hands and feet. Both male and female versions suffer from allergies and shyness and prefer to be alone. Those are the physiques and the corresponding personalities. But what of background and intelligence? Dr. Sheldon found no correlation there. As far as intelligence goes, he thought this might be due to the fact that intelligence has never been clearly defined. Ectomorphs tend to be studious because they like solitary pursuits, but active mesomorphs are often more motivated, and sociable endomorphs know about people. Britain's scientific leg watchers will have to grapple with the definition of intelligence before they can determine whether or not girls with beautiful legs have brains as well. They'll also have to define the aesthetically perfect leg. Amateur leg watchers won't be able to help them with this, I'm afraid. They only know what they like. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. And now this word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound Van Lines. Next time you move your family to a new location, don't be surprised if your wife suddenly becomes aware of you, as she hasn't been for years. It happens often to people who change their community environment and must look to themselves for stability and companionship. While appraising their new surroundings, they also get a fresh view of themselves. Moving isn't the simplest way to get reacquainted with your mate, but if you're moving anyway, it's something nice to anticipate.
Calling Greyhound Van Lines for your next move may not cause your wife to rediscover you, but she'll certainly respect your good judgment. Greyhound Van Lines is a real wife saver. They pack your things as though they own them. You can watch them if you like, but you don't have to. They're Greyhound men, responsible, experienced, dependable. Got a wife you want saved from the strain of moving? Call Greyhound Van Lines. You move with confidence when you leave the moving to us. Listen again next week when Dr. Joyce Brothers is once again brought to you by dependable Greyhound Van Lines here on Monitor, where you can depend on us to bring you lots of the newest music, too. Engelbert Humperdinck, for instance, just 1 minute ahead, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
It's our biggest gas station game ever. Citgo's new Fun and Fortune, the game with a top sweepstakes prize of $50,000. Think of it, $50,000. That's what you can win playing Fun and Fortune at your participating Citgo dealers. You can win other cash prizes, too. Win up to $1,000 by matching free stamps to your Fun and Fortune game card. Enter the Fun and Fortune sweepstakes and be eligible to win one of four big sweepstakes drawings. $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and that grand prize of $50,000. Best of all, everybody who plays the game can win something, like special bonus gifts by just collecting free bonus stamps you get every time you drive in. If you're a licensed driver and the game is not prohibited in your area, you're eligible to play and to win. Win cash prizes or sweepstakes money or bonus gifts. There's nothing to buy, so how can you lose? Play Fun and Fortune at your Citgo dealers today. It's a nice place to win up to $50,000.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. Gene Rayburn once again at 13 minutes before the Monitor Hour. And if I may paraphrase our good friend Sammy Davis, do the name Engelbert Humperdinck strike a familiar note? Well, whether it do or not, Engie is going to strike a bunch of unfamiliar notes vocally. In other words, here's his newest, A Man Without Love.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can find. Something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to hold me. Every day I wake up and I start to rain, knowing that it's cloudy above. Every day I start up and I cry my heart out, lonely as a man.
Still, I think I got a bite.
Well, don't hurt him, John.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's only a trout, Blanche. Quick, open the creel. I got him.
What's the creel?
It's the wicker basket you're wearing over your shoulder.
He won't fit in there. It's full of coffee rich.
Coffee rich? What am I going to do with this fish?
Throw him back.
You know how you love Coffee Rich in your coffee every morning. You always say Coffee Rich tastes better than cream and brings out the full-bodied flavor of even my coffee.
Hold the creel still, Blanche. This trout is slippery.
And you like the lively new flavor that Coffee Rich gives to your morning cereal.
I know, and I like Coffee Rich on fruit, too. But we didn't need a whole creel full. We're only going to be here 3 weeks.
Well, Coffee Rich keeps 3 weeks in the refrigerator. And I'll use some to make a cream sauce for the trout you catch. I got the most wonderful recipe from my mother.
What a gorgeous thing.
Really? I didn't think you liked my mother, John.
I'm talking about the trout. Put him in your pocket, Blanche, and get back to the lodge.
That was Don Ameche and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find Coffee Rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Made Mother's Day reservations?
Mother's Day reservations?
Call your FDD florist. Make Mother's Day flower reservations now.
Next on Monitor, Nancy Sinatra compresses 100 years into a mere 2.5 minutes. But there's nothing mere about her performance.
I'm not gonna say everything is okay, 'cause okay is not the way that I feel. I'm not gonna be any fool's Christmas tree. Let 'em hang gifts on me that aren't real. I'm not gonna take second best. World, you better hear what I say, 'cause for me, true love would be, giving in to a smile or a grin on a face I might never see again. I'm not gonna fly in some big phony sky on a life that I know just can't win. And I'm not gonna take second best.
Dramatic song by Nancy Sinatra, 100 years. Now Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports, brought to you by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies from Brock's Candyland. Here's Joe.
How does a man get to handle a champion? Sometimes it happens by mail. I'll be back with an example of that after this from Brock's Candies.
Remember when you were a kid pressing your nose against a glass pane trying to decide exactly which piece of candy you wanted? Okay, now you're grown up. Live it up at Brock's Pick-A-Mix candy display. You'll find it in a nearby store. Only Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's the candy people, have the Pick-A-Mix name and these delicious Pick-A-Mix candies. Each piece is individually wrapped, and you just dig in the different bins and fill up a bag with anything you want. By the handful. Oh, it's the dandiest, candiest spot in town. Brock's Pick-A-Mix display. Only way I know you can enjoy your favorite candies and try out some new little morsels at the same time. So buy your candy this new fun way at the Pick-A-Mix display from Brock's the Candy People.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Once again, Joe Garagiola.
3 years ago, at his Fifth Street gym in Miami Beach, trainer Angelo Dundee got a letter from a light heavyweight fighter. The whole idea of the letter was summed up in the very last word, help. Last Saturday in Oakland, California, Angelo Dundee stood in the ring and watched the same hand that wrote that letter raised as a signal that its owner was now recognized by the World Boxing Association as the heavyweight champion. The letter had come from Jimmy Ellis. At the time that he got the letter, Dundee was handling heavyweight champion Cassius Clay. Clay and Ellis, both from Louisville, had fought each other as amateurs, each man winning once. Dundee hired Ellis as a sparring partner for the champion. The job of a sparring partner is not a very pleasant one. You have to take a lot of punches, and nobody really thinks that's fun. There's a tendency on the part of sparring partners to lose their ambition and their drive, and that's where Angelo Dundee came in. He never let Jimmy Ellis forget that he was a fighter, not a sparring partner. When Clay went into a forced retirement, Dundee concentrated more and more on Ellis. He kept on hammering one idea into Jimmy: you're a good fighter. Confidence is a necessary thing for any fighter, and the younger ones never seem to be short of it. But with older fighters, the job can be a little harder. Ellis is 28, which makes him a young man, but not necessarily a young fighter. But over the years, Angelo Dundee had faced problems that were similar. There was, for example, a case of Johnny Holman, a heavyweight that Dundee handled back in the 50s. You might not remember Johnny Holman, but Angelo does. He remembers him very fondly because Dundee prides himself on knowing both boxing and psychology. He considers Holman to be his greatest psychology job. Dundee likes to tell about the night that Holman climbed into the ring with Ezra Charles. Charles was an 8-1 favorite that night. Now, Johnny Holman was a guy with a dream. The one thing he wanted more than anything else in the world was a house with shuttered windows. And during the fight, it wasn't hard to see why Charles was 8-1. He was giving Holman a pretty good going over, and Angelo decided it was time to strike. As Holman sat on a stool in his corner between rounds, Angelo was busy fixing him up. But instead of the usual instructions from a trainer to a fighter, Dundee went another way. He'd look at a cut, wipe the forehead, rub the back, and all the time he'd say, "That man is stealing your house. He's taking the shutters off it." It would be nice to say that it worked, that Holman came back and knocked Charles out. It would not only be nice to say it, it would also be true to say it. Holman did just that. If the time ever comes when Clay and Ellis climb into the same ring, Angelo Dundee has a problem. He can't handle both of them. He says, if that happens, I got a decision to make. But for right now, he just smiles like a man who doesn't have any big problems. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
We'll be hearing from Joe again throughout the weekend on Monitor, and he'll brighten your weekdays, too, here on NBC.
Dr. Peabody, I'm from...
Yes, come in. Just lie down on the couch there.
Oh, no, doctor. I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor owners.
Oh, yes, I have the 12 horsepower with hydrostatic drive. Oh, that's some machine.
Right, doctor. Cadets for keeps, built like the big international tractors.
Boy, if they build the big ones as good as the Cadet, they really got something there.
Yeah. Well, doctor, where do you find your Cadet most useful? Working your garden, clearing snow, cutting grass?
Cutting grass, yes. When I think of all that grass out there growing and growing and getting taller and taller, I can hardly wait to chop it down.
Doctor, you certainly are sold on your Cub Cadet.
Oh, you said it.
Cadets for keeps, you know.
Yeah.
And great for working out your suppressed aggressions, huh?
My what?
Get rid of your lawn care frustrations. Buy any new Cub Cadet and get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the Yellow Pages under Lawnmowers or Tractors. With Monitor, latest NBC news in just a few moments.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone.
stay tuned. We'll be back soon with Monitor.
Hi, S. Michael Survey here with another Secret Mike Survey. Recently, Pontiac made the bold statement that your teenage son is the car expert. Well, exactly 98.2%, more or less, agreed. And now, in a daring break with tradition, your Pontiac dealer actually requests I play only the dissenting secret tapes. On this one, the mic was hidden in my necktie. Would you say that again, sir, and talk into my tie?
Look, I'll talk into your tie, your belt buckle, anything. This punk kid don't know nothing. It was me who knew the GTO was the car of the year. And that right now you can get a deal so good that a Pontiac will cost you less than a lot of low-priced cars. And this punk kid don't know nothing. See? Punk kid.
Could you cry into my tie, please, punk kid?
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.